What would public witness and private life look like if Christians, just like you, always kept a blameless conscience, responding to the Spirit's conviction with humility and quick obedience? Let's dive in. Welcome to Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. I truly hope that you are enjoying these daily devotions as we grow in God's Word together. I'm having a great time and just hearing great things around our state about how we're all learning God's Word and moving in God's Word because we want to change the heart so that we change the public square. So if you are enjoying these, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that huddle in that Washington Defender app. We are in a series called Circumcision of the Heart. And it comes from Romans chapter 2, verses 25 through 29. It says, "For indeed, circumcision is of value if you practice the law. But if you are a transgressor of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. So if the uncircumcised man keeps the requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision?" Now, remember something very important here. Paul is a Jew. Paul is a Pharisee. He was very, very well taught in the religious practice of Judaism. And he is coming to a place where he is showing us very clearly it is the matter of the heart that makes a complete difference in how we walk with God and why we walk with God. And so verse 27 is our verse for today. And he says, "And he who is physically uncircumcised, if he keeps the law, will he not judge you who through having the letter of the law and circumcision are transgressors of the law?" Paul is addressing head on, I don't want you to be a hypocrite. Don't say that you're a Jew and you do this and that and the other thing. And I would say to the Christians out there the same exact thing, because Paul believed in the Messiah, Yeshua. He believed in Jesus Christ, the risen Savior. And he would say to us as Christians, hey, don't boast in these laws that you have and then break them all. He says, you need to walk in them, because true circumcision is a circumcision of the heart. And then we'll finish off just for context. "For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that which is of the heart by the Spirit, not by the letter, and his praise is not from men, but from God." We'll cover those other two verses later. So I want you to think about this idea of going to the public square today is, where is your heart? Are you a keeper of the law trying to be religious and practice those things? Or is your heart circumcised where you, out of a love relationship with Jesus Christ, have put away the flesh and you walk in obedience to him? For all, if we go back up a little bit in Romans chapter 2, verse 12, "For all who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law. And all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not the hearers of the law who are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified. For when Gentiles who do not have the law do instinctively the things of the law, these not having the law are a law to themselves, in that they show the work of the law written on your hearts." So we are without excuse when we stand before God. Why? Because, simply put, the law of God is written on the hearts of all of humanity. And it says, "Their conscience bearing witness and their thoughts alternately accusing or else defending them." So we're talking about circumcision of the heart. We're talking about our conscience. We're talking about that inward heart change. And I want to ask you today, where is your conscience? Do you have a clear conscience before God? Is there any sin that God has been pointing out to you that you're just totally ignoring or trying to get around? Let me remind you today that God is abundantly good. He loves us so, so very much. And allow him to change our hearts and change our minds as we go throughout the day. On the day when, according to my gospel, God will judge the secrets of men through Jesus Christ. So our conscience needs to be clear. Acts chapter 24, verse 16 says, "In view of this, I also do my best to maintain always a blameless conscience before God and before men." So we're going to have a lot of things happening in our society and culture that are going to try to deceive us. And God wants to do something amazing in your mind and in your life today. And the question is, are you going to have a clear conscience before God? Let's be people who are not afraid to confess to God the areas that we have stepped out of bounds, where we have gone astray, that we turn back to the living God and say, God, your word is life. Your word is true. Your word is hope. We give it over to you, O God. And so we want to be obedient to him and have a blameless conscience before God Almighty. It's not that you call yourself a Christian or that you go to church or you do all these things. It's whether you live out Christianity in obedience to Almighty God each and every day, not compartmentalizing yourself to certain aspects of Christianity on a Sunday morning, but really embracing and walking in that obedience throughout the week. So here's kind of a recap. Here's where we are. We have the law written upon our hearts. All of humanity will be without excuse before God. We know that we have a conscience. So the Holy Spirit inside of us brings about this desire to obey God. And we know we need to respond to him in that obedience. So let me ask you a couple questions. In what ways has your conscience convicted you recently? How do you respond when the Holy Spirit brings an issue to light? Do you have an immediate response of, God, thank you for your mercy and grace. I choose to obey you. How are you striving to maintain a clear and blameless conscience before God, both and others? What habits help you live openly with nothing hidden before God? Think about these for a moment. Where could you invite more of God's cleansing and redemptive power for thoughts, motives, or memories that trouble your conscience? Those are some powerful questions today. Invite the Holy Spirit to convict you of areas that you aren't pleasing to the Lord. Why? We want to have a circumcised heart. We want to have a heart that is fully surrendered to Almighty God. You know, oftentimes when I'm working within the public square, people are asking things like, how do we get, you know, our electeds to do such and such and to respond in such and such? And we just need this type of courage or that type of courage. And I just want to say, if we don't have a changed heart, we're not going to have a changed public square. Our hearts need to be changed and circumcised by the Holy Spirit. And our conscience needs to be clear and cleansed by the Holy Spirit. Let his redemptive power start transforming your thoughts, your motives, and your memories of Jesus Christ. Let me pray, and then we will go throughout our day, and I hope this devotion has been a blessing to you. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day, and I do pray that as we go through it, that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Cleanse our thoughts. Cleanse our minds. Go before us in all things, God. Surround us. Let us be true to what you have for us today. You are a gracious God, a righteous God, and you uphold us when we fall. So God, would you reveal to us any areas that are not pleasing to you? We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard